Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Let's run some, if we've got some listener or audience topics or questions. The microphone is there. It's always the first person always hesitates and then someone misses out in the end. So, okay, we've got you guys are getting egging on.
Here we go.
All right, sound guy Peter.
G'day.
What have you been sitting on this one for a week?
Yeah.
And you've promised me controversy, so I'm very worried. Although, after whatever Demi has spat out in the last 40 minutes.
All right. I am theory.
What have you got for us?
My question is, how many episodes is going to be too many?
Ooh. Wow. You're talking about the podcast, yeah? I actually, with the episode thing, we'll talk, like with the podcast, someone was complaining, Russell Brand had just started a podcast. And our friend Kyron was angry about it or something because he just launched a podcast and it got ranked higher than him. And he was like, look at him, episode 001. Like, he's planning to have 100 plus episodes. And I said, yeah, I did that because I'm OCD, so I didn't want later on to add on a zero. And he goes, well, why don't you add on 30? So, and I'm like, because that's sad. Once you hit podcast 1000. It's time to go. Bye-bye, iTunes. How many episodes? Well, I don't know. I that is a very tough question because I feel like they're just going to go forever. Not necessarily like the episodes like... So we've got, 8 and 9. And then we sort of don't know what they're going to... They're going to make lots more films, but we don't know what direction they're going to go with the film. So there's definitely going to be a Boba Fett film at some point. That was almost announced, and then the director couldn't find the bathroom on a set of a film he didn't like, and he's never going to work in Hollywood again. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that, but, many.
What would be ideal for you?
I want to see the story keep going. I don't want to see Spot like, here's what the Ugnaughts were doing, and then here's what Jawas do. I like the ongoing story.
Yeah.
So I like sort of, at the end of Rogue One, it was sort of like shocking and cool that everyone died, but I don't want that every episode. Like, I like the idea of like going, oh, what are they going to do in the next episode? And sort of following. Yeah. Dr. Dre once got sued by Lucasfilm.
Really?
He did. Yeah, because he...
That's so good.
At the start of one of his albums, I think Dre 2001, he had the THX, you know, that sound effect.
So funny.
And George Lucas went, no, Dre.
It's a gangster getting roasted by a big nerd. It's so good. I love that.
And then he went on to be a headphone billionaire. So.
Yeah. Punch legs. But I think in like an ideal world without, because I could have done without Rogue One, it's fine. But I liked that it was there, but like I think in an ideal world.
Were you the one that yelled that out halfway through the movie? I could do without this. I'm enjoying it, but I can leave it.
I would like be really like ideally I would be like 9 core movies in total. Like 2 more, I would be really happy.
And then that's it.
Then that's it forever. Get it right.
What about 12? Can we get 12?
All right, get 12.
Because I always like the feeling or the thought that they were going to do another 3, and then they'd run off and do other stories and stuff. And then they'd come back and like 10 years later or something, and like Daisy Ridley would be like the Luke Skywalker in the next films. Because it was really weird. Remember at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim when Daisy Ridley and that came out for the first time, and then Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher came out, and I always wondered what those, like the new people, John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, were thinking, were just like, oh, this is going to be me at this event in 30 years. Like, I'm going to be back and everyone's going to be happy. And like, I find that very interesting that they're sort of, it's almost like they were looking at their future selves. Yeah. Like, this is it from here on in.
Like a weird time loop thing.
I'm charging $300 an autograph and life couldn't be better.
Oh yeah, man. I didn't even, old mate, he doesn't go to old Anakin boy. Doesn't go to...
Hayden Christensen?
Right, yeah.
Nah, he's been to a couple, but he not for years.
Yeah.
So it'd be... They're going to do this big 40th anniversary panel at the next big convention, which is in a couple of weeks, and so I'm going to be going to. And they've promised surprise guests, and that would be a crazy surprise guest for Hayden Christensen. He could just... He could jump in, like in that movie, that I like better than most people.
But he's drinking a big jug of sand. Nothing like
it. Who's Salacious Crumb now?
My laugh is a little bit. I'm a one-man Jabba's palace.
I think my favourite scene is when... when you find out that Jar Jar is trans, I love that. So, like, this is a
Mr. Non-binary.
Great. How many do you think, Pete?
I'd probably go for maximum six more.
Maximum six more. And then spin-off ones?
Spin-offs, they have to be at least still in... like line with the originals. Question of that. Would you keep watching if...
Oh, like I've got a choice.
If they changed away from the originals and like weren't tying back to the original.
Yeah, I'd actually like them to do it. Like to do something that's really split without all the tie-ins, just to see what they could do. Like, whether it was, like, way in the past, like, that'd be really fun. It was a bit more medieval, a bit more, like, sort of Star Wars with Game of Thrones. Like, they had, you know, they all had nasty lightsabers like Kylo Ren. That'd be sweet.
Nasty.
Nasty. Ignite your nasty saber. Oh, it's ignited.
Something like seeing Yoda being trained.
Yoda being... Oh, see, Yoda, you don't want to... I don't know how much you want to find out about Yoda. Because, you know, like, the mystery. Like, I don't want to see him... Like, Demi wants to see him when he was, like, a young buck in college with a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all spiffy.
Yeah, I want a suit made out of mud and weed. Such a grub. Yeah, I want to know...
You're not so clean.
No, I want to know what Yoda's kinks are. I want to know about Yoda.
Just like
I don't. No, I agree with you. I don't want to know anything about Yoda.
Just like American Psycho with Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you're right, I'm not clean.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.